The question answer.
Question answer that they all didn't hold out.
So all of Avram's efforts were for naught?
I don't know if it's called for naught. They lasted for a generation or two.
Yeah, but that he didn't have discussed that there'd be any
long. That's the usual pshat, I think. I can't tell you for sure.
Isn't that a shigul kasha? Like, for all of Avram's like tremendous like devotion and chesed for the world, like he didn't end up with anything from it.
Yeah, I hear. In other words, they wasn't strong enough. So when they went down to Mitzrayim, and they left whatever they left in Eretz Canaan, they didn't. They just fizzled. You know, there's Yaakov. Could be told when Yaakov was alive in Mitzrayim, in Canaan, they were there. And Yaakov left them. He went down to Mitzrayim. They didn't go with him to Mitzrayim. And without the leader, they fizzled out. That's the pashtus.
Does that mean like also today that basically if you're in Kirov, you could basically be very matzliach and it's normal or?
Yeah, it does mean that. It means a lot of things. Okay, people can fizzle out. Okay, anyway, welcome everybody. Let me just get more people. Boy, such a big attendance today. Okay, so we were doing this sugya. We had, yesterday, I'm sorry, we didn't learn. I apologize. Today, so we said 2 days ago, we said that superficially, it looks like there's either a two or three way machlekes between the top tesis, the shita from Rabbeinu Yeshaya, and the tesis in Erevin. Because the Rabbeinu Yeshaya says beferish that the reason why that Hashem. That it says that he's Merach Apayim the Rishayim. It says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Toivim is Chaveh. If Ein Eisen Tshuva Ra, there's apparently he's coming to me, Miyashev the Diyak that Toivim makes. We weren't exactly sure what that Diyak was, but Toivim has some Diyak from Erevin that it's bad for Rishayim. So he says, the Maisa is bad for Rishayim if they don't do Tshuva, but even though some in the Maisa it's bad, but it's the Hashkash Baruch Hu Mechave Netayva. Right? That's how he says it. That's how the Shita Mekubetza says. Hashkash Baruch Hu Netayva Mechave. In other words, it sounds like the way Taisus, the Shita says, that Hashem Mechave Netayva. Could be that sometimes, you know, an Ani knocks on my door, I give him a donation. Now he goes and he takes some money and he buys drugs. But I was mechavin a taiva. The fact that he misused my taiva for ra, I mean, I was mechavin for ra also. I wasn't mechavin for the ra. I was only mechavin for the taiva. I only wanted the taiva. I'm not interested in the ra. And except that the shayach, that the person will take my taiva and use it for ra. That's what it seems from the Shita Mekubetzes. The Artis is pretty clearly seems to say that in the Gemara in Erevin it's mashma l'rishoyim lehavida, means that Hashem is doing it for the mashmos of Erevin is not only that it is ra for the rishoyim, but Hashem's doing it for that purpose, for ra for the rishoyim lehavida min ha'olam haba. And Tavis's answer is that they're both right. So Tavis in Artisis is saying that Hashem is mechavein the Tav and a Ra. Right. So it's what we said Monday is that Tavis and Baba Kama is not like Rabbi Yeshaya. Rabbi Yeshaya seems to say Hashem's only mechavein the Tav. Sometimes from the Tav comes out a Ra. That can happen. You can do someone a favor, and the person misuses your favor. Like the example I said, he takes your money and he goes and buys drugs. You lend the person your car and he goes and he speeds and he gets into a car accident. So the person misused your favor and it caused a rap, but you meant only the taiva. That's what Taivis, the Rabbeinu Yishai, and the Shita. Our Taivis is pretty befairish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shas Maisa meant both, right? Because that's what Taivis in the Havmina held, that in Erevin it's Mashma, that Hashem's doing it for the bad. And his answer is that they're both right. So that's what we said yesterday. There's a smachlekes. We said that Taivis and Erevin sounds like a third way, because Taivis and Erevin doesn't even say anywhere that it's for bad in any dimension. Taivis and Erevin just says, so he doesn't say that there's any sad bad in it. He doesn't say that there is a possibility that it'll be bad. He says, Gamzu the Taiva. So, you know, it doesn't sound like that's even on the radar screen. So in other words, or at least that, so that's very, you know, that's sort of similar to the type to Rabbeinu Yeshaya. It's very close. That Rabbeinu Yeshaya is sort of saying that it might come out raw. Maybe Taivis and Erevin also can't deny that. So, okay, I'm not sure. But the Rabbeinu Yeshaya definitely seemed to say Hashem's only mechaving the Taiva. Pashas, Taivis and Erevin is also saying that Hashem's only mechaving the Taiva. He might even be even more extreme, that there is only the Taiva. I'm not sure. Maybe not shy to hold that way. And our Taivis seemed to say Hashem mechaving for both, meaning that Hashem hates the Rasha. So if you're going to do tshuva, so fine, I like you. But if you're not going to do tshuva, then I forget, I want to get you. So our Taivis, this is mashma, that Hashem like has a dual kavana, which is you know,
there's Rashi?
What?
Rashi and Baba Kama, is that arguing on Taivis or the same?
I don't know. We didn't do Rashi and Baba Kama. I don't know Rashi and Baba Kama. Rashi and Baba Kama, does he say, I don't think he says whether the Rishayim in a fraud that he waits to pay him till later, doesn't say whether that's for good or for bad. He says, "Mashma shnei ritzim achas shol teiva v'achas shol ra'a."
When you have a payim, his shnei ritzim is two ritzoys.
Rishoyim min a farei la'em la'alter. He waits to pay the rishoyim la'alter.
Well, alter's mashma la'acher's man, he does, but it's saying it's mashma he keeps.
Again, and that's ra for him. Yeah, I mean, you're right. Rashi's mashma. Rashi's mashma is completely ra. Right? Rashi says, acha shel taiva, acha shel ra.
The Tova is for
the Tzaddikim, right. And the Ras for the Rishon.
Right. You're right. Rashi would be Mashma. If I had to make my chart, I would say Rashi is in number four. As Rashi learns, like Tavis in his Havamina, Pashas. As Tavis and Havamina learned that our Gemara is our Tavis doesn't say what our Gemara. But Taivis says that we're in Erevin is mashma, the Rishon Ravida Mila Eidam. That's what Rashi seems to say, just as plain, ordinary Ra. Our Taivis says that he has this dual Kavana, that it depends. If you're going to do tshuva, it's for good. If you're not going to do tshuva, it's for bad. Hashem is like, wants both. If you're a tzaddik, you're going to do tshuva, then forget, I want to help you. If you're a Rasha, it's not going to do tshuva, I want to get you. The sheet that we go back says clearly says that it's Hashem's basic kavana is a type, and the type is an Erevin doesn't say anything about it being bad. So okay,
the Tosos and Erevin and the sheet, how do they deal with the pasuk of Mishalem Lasona Val Panav Lahavido?
So first of all,
the way to learn
that's talking about
that kasha is only on
the that's talking about the reward, not punish. That's talking about giving him the reward. But we're not this here. We're talking about delaying their punishment. We're talking giving their punishment, right? We're talking about delaying their punishment, right?
Don't you have to delay their punishment in order to give them reward by definition?
I'm sorry. You're just we're talking about delaying their punishment. Right here, we're talking about delaying their punishment.
Tithe in the general sense or for the individual?
What?
When we're talking about tithe. Are we talking about for the individual or in the
we're
general?
We're talking
sense?
About for the individual, for the person.
Because everything Hashem does is for tithe, right?
What? I can't hear you.
Everything Hashem does is for tithe.
I don't know. The simple and reading of that pasuk, Umishanim the sign of our Apav Laavdaim is mashma, that there is a certain types of people that Hashem hates.
That that's tithe. To punish them is tithe.
Okay, but it's not a Parship shot is it's not the tithe. It's
Lamutzov. Okay, it's Lamutzov. It's Lamutzov.
Hashem hates these people and therefore he wants to get them. So now, it's not clear because that pasuk is talking about that he doesn't want them to get Adam Haba. Right. Doesn't mean he necessarily wants them to torture an Adam and torture an Adam Haba. I don't know. But the Rashi, simple Rashi is that it's a Ra, means he wants to get these Rishayim. And that was Tavis' Havamina. And it's Ra to get the Rishayim and that they should get more Gehenim.
Which is ultimately good for them.
Not necessary. It's all been good. No. Don't start diving drushes. It's then Davis went down Vakash. It's not ultimately good for them. It would have been better for them if they got their Gehenim and their punishment in this world. Davis's kasha was that the Gemara in Ervin is mashma that Hashem gives. Hashem has a choice. You can get your kapara by getting einshim in this world, or you can get your kapara by getting your einshim on Ham. The end result will be exactly the same. You get your kapara. There's some kind of din that anything in this world you get works with less. So it's better for a person to get his kapara in this world, his einshim in this world, than to get his einshim in Adam Abba. Because
that's the basic understanding of Tzadik V'Raloi. Tzadik V'Raloi is he's getting his limited.
Okay, his limited. Confused. That's not mix everything up. And then, so we're by your Russia, and then we have a choice. We can either give the Russia his punishment in this world or punishment in that next world. There's no advantage for the Russia to get his punishment in the next world, except that he might do tshuva, because either way, he's going to get the same kapara. So Tavis and his Havamina, and that's what, based on the Gemara in Ervin. And that's what Rashi seems to say. It's Hashem because Hashem hates the Russia. So Hashem says, just like I go ahead and I want you to get your punishment in Adam Haba. That's what Rashi seems to say. That's what Tysus understood Ervin.
So Rabbi, I have a question. Tysus in Ervin talks about, he says, Zeh l'toiva gamzel t'yesh lahem shos lachzor b'tshuva.
Right.
So that's our Tysus. That's the teretz of our Tysus. So what's the Havamin of our Tysus?
What?
Based upon the Tysus in Erevin, who mentions already Lachzor B'tshuva, what's the Havamin of our Tysus?
Well, I understand. Our Tysus also says Lachzor B'tshuva. That's in his answer.
That's his teretz.
Right. So?
Okay, so he's saying the teretz of our Tysus is the Pshat in Erevin?
No, we Tysus in his kasha was simply asking. There's a our Tysus asked his kasha that there's conflicting mashmoish in the Gemara in Ervin versus the Gemara in Sanhedrin.
Yeah, but Ervin says black and white because it's going to be the chayz of a tshuva.
Whatever, it doesn't say clearly in Ervin why. It's not black and white. That's not in the Gemara.
Tavis
didn't see Tysus. That's not
right. Oh, okay. That's what I wanted to know. Okay. Right.
So Tavis says the Erevim is mashma, it's bad for you. And in Sanhedrin is mashma, it's good for you. So Tavis has a stira. So Tysus answers. So, but when it comes out, it's very interesting. I thought this was very nice that we said on Monday, but we didn't mention Rashi. Thank you for mentioning Rashi. That it comes out that there are three Rishayim, the three different, the Tysus and Her, Tysus and Ervin, and the Shita Mikubetzes, which I'm sure that if Luyitzer there was like a green book, so to speak, he would say that they would all three say the same thing. I'm not sure, but I would suspect. And it looks to us like there are all three saying something different. Is that Rashi, which we're talking, Rashi is different, is saying it's completely the Ra. Taisa seems to say that Hashem has a dual kavana. He says, listen, if you're doing tshuva, I love you. If you're not doing tshuva, I hate you. So Mimanashak, if I hate you, I want to get you. If I love you, I want to help you. So he has this dual kavana. Taivis Shita Rabbeinu Yeshaya says Hashem's only thinking about helping. Just sometimes I try and help you and it doesn't work. And you end up getting an Iraq. And Taivis and Ervin doesn't even mention that it's bad. So he's at least like the Shita Mikubet. So Hashem's only thinking about the good and maybe even better than that. Okay.
Oh, Rebbe, just as far as Rebbe's Taich of Artosos here, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, if we understood the context correctly, Moshe Rabbeinu was like Kilu didn't want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be Erech Apayim to Rishoyim. So if we're saying that how Rebbe's being Masbir Tosos, that there's really a Kavana Ra in being Erech Apayim to Rishoyim. So it doesn't really seem like that issue is being addressed in the Shach Vatari of the Gemara.
Okay. It doesn't have to be being addressed. It's true.
But it's more than that.
Both factors. They were focusing in on the good part.
What was Moshe Rabbeinu's question?
He was focusing in on the good part.
So if it's L'Rishon, maybe for L'Rishon was Ra. What was Moshe Rabbeinu?
But the Erech L'Paim is the good. He was focusing on Erech L'Paim, the good.
But who said it looked good? Who said it's for good?
Because Erech L'Paim is also the good. So Moshe knew. Moshe was a smart man. He knew that Erech L'Paim is also the good. And he was focusing on that part, the Erech L'Paim. He knew Pshat and Taisus. Okay, anyway. Okay, so that's what we said that last week. I thought that was very nice. Then we left share with an interesting question. And that was, that Bishlama are Taisus, I understand. Hashem knows the future. Hashem says, if you're going to do tshuva, then I love you. I want to help you. If you're not going to do tshuva, I want to hurt you. But according to the Rabbeinu Yeshaya, Rabbeinu Yeshaya sounds like very strange. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a type of a chad. Sounds like he doesn't like to say that Hashem is out to hurt the Russian. Even though it's one thing that he doesn't want to give him he doesn't want him to get rewarded on him. How about that's like, okay, that's, I don't want the Russia to get out of Haba. You don't want Hitler getting out of Haba. But but it's different to say that I'm out to get you more, you should burn more than coming to you in a certain sense. So Taivis, apparently the Shita Mikubetzes does not want to say that Hashem has some kavana the Ra. So he says, Hashem's Baruch Hu, the Taivis Mechavi. Hashem's only Mechavi the Taiv. That's what it sounds like. Because Baruch Hu Tov Mechade. Him Mechaz Mechuba, Rei Machina Mara Mabo. The main Eish and Chuba wrote him. But that's not what Hashem's Mechade. Hashem's only Mechade for Tov. So we ask the question, if Hashem's only Mechade in the Tov, the Chayr Hashem knows the future. Hashem knows that this person is not going to, Hashem wants to do Chesed. Yankel comes up to Shemayim, he's not Shemayim, but his din comes up in Shemayim. Hashem says, oh, I'm about Chesed. I want to help this guy. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give him more life so he can do tshuva. But I go, Baruch Hu, you know that he's not going to do tshuva. And you know that the fact that he's going to live a longer life is going to hurt him. Because Mosidim Al-Khatasim. So why in the world and that guy's Baruch Hu is motivated because the Taiva, since he knows the future, he knows that this is not a Taiva, this is a Ra. It's one thing, I don't know the future. So when a guy knocks on my door and he asks for a stalker, I don't know the future. So listen, I say, okay, I'll give you a stalker. I know there's a possibility that you might take it for drugs, but I don't know. But if I knew for sure this guy's going to take it for drugs, right? If I had a crystal ball, so to speak, or, you know, Nebuah, and I know that this guy's going to give it, I'm not going to give him stockun. Even though I know he's going to use it for drugs, that sounds so strange. So why in the world?
Is Rebbe asking different than the Chavos HaLevavos that ask, how do we deal with predetermination versus Bechira?
No, it's a completely different question. That's a different question.
Why is it any different?
Baruch Hu knows the future. Therefore, you're not, why would he be Mechavim the Taiva? Chaira, we do say there are places Hashem, based on his knowledge of the future, he decides what to do now because he wants to work it out with the future, right? We don't say Hashem doesn't cheat. Obviously, now Hashem uses for when it's beneficial. He uses his knowledge in the future. So why shouldn't here he use his knowledge in the future? Hashem's a type in a chaving, and he knows in the future this is not going to be a type for the guy. He's going to hurt him.
But why?
Kind of type in a chaving is that?
But why is this any different than the creation of a person? Because Bohu creates each and every individual a hate to be more. Is that correct?
I don't know. Maybe not. Who said he created each and every person a hate to be?
Isn't it the altruism?
Go ahead. And you're bringing Akasha. I don't know. Maybe he only, did he create the guy in the hate to? I don't know. Did he create the dog to be the hate to? Right, not necessary. I don't know.
He probably created a dog.
Why did he create the Rishon?
How does Rebbe know that it's going?
One at a time. Let me just.
I was always under the assumption that man created the hate to be my each person.
I understand, but maybe who's? But just because we're on the assumption, I think it's only true. In other words, it could be with a hate to be emo for the person who's going to do mitzvahs. There's this line from the. From the Rasim Chazizo, that it's worth it to live your whole life and one time say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, right? Because if you do one mitzvah, it's worth it because you'll get it. The Olam Haba Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo is gevaldik.
Oh, okay, so that's the hate to be moy. That's
fine because then it's really going to come out good for him. But Louis Troy, you have a guy who's not going to come out good. The guy's not even going to say one time in his life Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. He's a sheep to dick. He's not going to do one of the mitzvah.
Or he's a teenage.
I don't know if he's created a hater. I don't know if he was created. That person is probably the same cheshbon. I would have said that just like Akash, there's a purpose for Goyim in the world, and the Goyim serve a function, and animals serve a function, and mosquitoes serve a function. So this Russia serves a function, but it's not a hater. If Hashem knows the future, he's not going to do mitzvahs, then there's no hater. The guy that has to be the world's greatest tzaddik, but the guy, there are people.
So Rebbe saying it's communal good, but not individual good.
I said that the Hashem does creates people that hate it for certain people. Doesn't mean he's a hater for everybody.
But is it ultimately has to be part of good for the overall scheme, right?
Okay, there's a hater for that person. He wants to be hated for.
Derech Hashem, derech toiv lehatev. So, like, I mean, it must be Hashem.
I don't like your use of the word communal. The Rambam says the world was created for the Adam HaShalem. I don't know if Adam HaShalem means communal.
Well, Adam HaShalem means the guy who said one name.
He created one system for all people. Okay. So the system had in mind to be mated. I some people it's not going to be tofu, but that's the system.
Okay, and that's also good. But it doesn't help me over here. I don't think because over here, the way the Rabbeinu Yishai is saying is, this person is supposed to really die according to the laws of nature, so to speak, based on the fact that he did aveiros, he should get his punishment now. Said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem wants to be the Meitiv. So Hashem goes ahead and he gives them Arichas Yamin. So there's a chance to do tshuva. So the question we're asking is, but if Hashem knows the future, that he's not going to do tshuva. So don't do him. What kind of favor is that? You know that this favor is not good for the person. You're mechaving a hatev. I mean, why you mechaving a hatev? You know it's not good for him. And that was our question. So can we look at the Maramikaimis? There's some interesting Maramikaimis. We had this same sugya in Ksuvas. same shayla came up about, I don't know, was anybody here my sharing ksuvas? We had the same shayla.
I was, yeah.
What?
The Dal Mises Lo Batlu?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so over there, Taisus says, Taisus asks a kashan ksuvas, that we see some people who are, that they marach yamu. So Taivis is unclear, but the Rabbeinu Yish, the Taivis Shans, that I sent out a Taivis Shans, says, Behode kachazinen, tahijan abishachai etzkila, Shabbado Nair Murasa, who been up Yom Kippurim, the Kama Mishubadim, the Khan Shabbos, who made some Almitasa. Because they don't get there, it says in the Gemara that there's still Arba Mises Bezin. There's some people that they're Rishon, and they don't get Arba Mises Bezin. Okay. So he says, so if you're skipping the next to the end, Shakodesh Baruch Hu Moichol Legamre, O Aydei Tshuva, O Schus Tano Ve'Nimreinu B'Chai V'Shakodesh Baruch Hu Rachman. So here he has a thing that a person is a Rasha. Chari's asking if we have a guy who's a Rasha. Right, he says the Kama Mishumadim, Machanim is the Shamesim Al Mitasim. I don't know. Unless you can tell me that these people are doing tshuva. The Chayra, his kasha is that we have Rishon, who we know that they're super Rishon, and they're not doing tshuva. So how come they're Mesim Al Mitasim?
Isn't that in a certain sense Sadi Varalo? Rasha Vitovo? In a certain aspect of the same question?
He's asking Akasha that the Gemara says that Arba Mises Bezin Lo Batlu. So why is this Rasha Mesal Mitaso?
They should get Misa for Chil Shabbos.
Yeah. Right. So his answer is.
But even if it was Batlu.
Rachman. So his answer is that. In other words, he's not saying it's not as much as he doesn't say that it's bad for him. You know, he's saying that Hashem doesn't kill him because he has a tshuva of chus taira and the fish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachman. So he's saying that it's Rachmanis that Hashem doesn't kill him. And why is it Rachmanis? I wouldn't think it's better for him because he's obviously going to get his punishment somewhere.
And worse.
Right, he did this Aveira. Hashem is a kill MS. Hashem has to give him his punishment. If he's not going to get his punishment in this world, he's going to get his punishment in the next world. So, what do you think? It's Hashem, this person has a schus. He said, Oi de tshuva, O schus taita. So, the kara O schus taita clearly means he didn't do tshuva, right? So that means we're talking about without tshuva.
Rabbi, how do you read that?
I couldn't read it.
What's he saying? Afal pi shekesh baruch hu moichol legamrei. What does that mean?
Where's the afal pi? Afal pi shekesh baruch hu legamrei.
Why can't it mean that he needs both tshuva and
baruch hu moichol legamrei? Afal pi shekesh baruch hu moichol legamrei.
Why can't it mean that he needs both tshuva and schus taila?
I think it says is like a question. How, even though we find that Hashem is Meichel, in other words, then we have a problem that it says here that he's supposed to get, in other words, it says here he's supposed to get his Arba Mises Bezdin. So why is Hashem being Baichim?
Uh-huh.
That's Oaydei Tshuva. That's not a problem. Like Avraham be saying that even though you would think there's a problem that Hashem is Meichel, that's the Chayrish Mer. Why is Hashem being Meichel? It's oh, are they true? Are they schus taira? They in the Kayev. If he's like Gosh Baruch Hu Rachman. So he's saying that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Rachman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't give him his punishment, even though he didn't do tshuva.
So it's not even flowing well with what he said before. Like it's meaning.
He asked Akasha, how come these Rishonim die in their death, in their bed? So no, he's saying, because Hashem is Meichel, either through tshuva or it's Chos Taiva.
No, he was asking on the Gemara in the Gemara of the father and the son, Yashbalu Naramu Rosa, and the Kama Mishumadim. So he gives an answer, Yesh Laimar, the Seifa, the Parich. And the Gemara asked the question on why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a greater punishment than he deserved.
Right, so he's saying that only now, problem, there's never, you know, there's Tavis is Hamin, it was that you see that the Gemara asked this kind of gotcha. He's saying the Gemara only asks this kind of kasha when it's a greater punishment. The Gemara will never ask a kasha if it's a lesser punishment, because a lesser punishment makes sense. Because a lesser punishment could be that oai de tshuva oschus toida, and it's a kosh baruch rachman.
But then he gets
no problem if he has a lesser punishment.
But then he's still getting a punishment in Shemaim, though.
That's what I'm saying. That the Taibis here in the Shan is very funny. He's saying, here you got a guy who did this terrible aveira. Now it's better for him to get the punishment here, because if he doesn't get it here, he's going to get a much bigger punishment in Shemaim. Comes along Taibis and says that Hashem is ain't an every man of a chayiv, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Rachman. What kind of story is that? What kind of Rachmanis is this?
Well, all I did, Tshuva Rebbe is not bothered by, right? It's only.
No, I did Tshuva, so very good. So then it's Rachmanis. But if it's not I did Tshuva, then it's Chus Taiva. Taiva, the whole word Taiva means that it delays it. So what kind of Rachmanis is this? You're delaying, but eventually you're going to get it. This is very similar to the Shita. Our Shita says, also talking about punishment, except that our Shita is talking about that it's bad for him because he's going to do more Averis. If he stays alive, he'll end up doing more Averis. So our Tavis is talking about not that he's supposed to be, and as our time says, we're giving him Arichas Yomim, which is bad because he's going to do more Averis. And here, it's just bad that he's not getting Kapara for his Einesh. He's not using up the punishment.
Well, isn't somebody who's bold on Amaros and Yom Kippur likely to do more Averis if left alive? I mean, like,
that's also true. So, what's the Taisus Shan saying that Hashem Rakash Baruch Rachman.
Yeah, I think the fact that he says that Lafi at the end would seem to indicate like it's something in the nature of the Midas of Hashem, that right now there's something there. Like for me to punish you that it's better for you overall. But Lamaisa, right now you have a source for me to go ahead and punish you.
Okay, but let me look at the rest of the Maran Malkum. So there's a Tzavis in Sanhedrin, which almost has the exact same point. It's like our thing. In Tzavis, it's a Tzavis in Sanhedrin. I sent it to you also. In Tzavis, it's in Sanhedrin, Lamed Zayin Mabei. Well, Chazina, Kama, Kaifim, Be'ikar, the Meisim, Kedarkam. Okay, Shlomar, the Tzchus Mila, Tzavis. Okay, the Tzchus Mila. The Tzchar, Mitzvah, Sha'asu, Mishtaumim ba'ayram hazet, u'kinexiv, u'mishanim nesayna, nesayna. So he seems to be saying, he's quoting the pasuk of mishanim nesayna. So Taisus in Sanhedrin seems to be saying that it's bad for you. right? It's very interesting. I think it's fascinating. The same machlekes kemat that we have between our Taisus and the Rabbeinu Yeshaya is kemat a machlekes between Taisus and Sanhedrin and the Taisus Shans. Is that Taisus and Sanhedrin, our Taisus, the Rabbeinu Yeshaya says Hashem is doing it just for good. All right, so it says, what are you talking about? He's doing it for good, very good if you're going to do tshuva. But if you're not going to do tshuva, he's doing it for bad. Taisus, in the Taisus Shans is talking about a little bit, almost the same thing, but just a slight difference, whether Hashem is going to give you your punishment now or save your punishment for later. So Hashem, he says, Hashem doesn't give you your punishment now. The Fisha Kosh Baruch Hu Rachman. That's almost exactly like the Rabbeinu Yeshaya. The Taisus in Sanhedrin says that the reason why Hashem gives you Schar Mitzvah now is Mishayim Mitzvah.
What does it have to do with the Schus Milo, though? If Hashem wanted to, if Hashem needs to give you Schar Mitzvah, so then. But even without the Schus Milo, Hashem wouldn't. Hashem would be give them Schar Olam Haba.
No, because maybe, but it sounds like.
I thought we were saying that the Schar Mitzvos is separate, is different than punishment.
I know, the Schar Mila, Taile, the Schar Mitzvos, Joseph, Mishaim, and Ba'ayram Azeh, Kiriksev, Mishaim, and Tzainav. So he's using the Schus Mila for Taile, and the Schar Mitzvos.
Or is he just saying two things? Is he just saying Mila or switches to Nishtalman? I'm not sure. But Pashup Shai is saying the Hesber and why both by Mila and by Mitzvahs, it's happening Bolam Hazeh, being told for him.
Now, it sounds like Stamnis, it's tremendous Kiddush and Taisus, which is that a person gets a schus for his Mila, even though he didn't do it. You know, I mean, his parents did it. He had no Bechira. But the Maisa, you have the fact that you have a bris mila is a tremendous schus.
Why is it more
Rashi
he's saying that every Jewish baby is automatically like has a chilek olam haba by virtue of just being a Jewish baby if he dies the next second? Rabbi gave a shir about this. Rabbi gave a shir about this to the high school like 10 years ago.
Yes, because that was the Miriam said to Amram,
yeah,
that you're taking away the kids because Paro is only Gaijin and Olam Haza, and your guys are Olam Haba.
Yeah.
Rashi says that if Paro would kill them, they would go straight to Olam Haba.
So that's what
they didn't do anything. They're babies.
Without even a bris mila.
They died on Kiddush Hashem, no?
Yeah, but they didn't have any Bechira about it. There's nothing. So it's just Amram.
No, in the Holocaust, they had a Bechira either?
Okay, it's a
Kiddush.
If you know nothing and you should get to Olam Haba. Okay, anyway, but let's not get
on. Come on. Avinu pulls out those from Gehenna if they have a Mila, some kind of medrash like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Such a medrash. The Chassidim, Rebbe pulls out their Talmidim by the payas or something.
Of Nachman. David HaMelech said that he has one mitzvah when he's in the bathhouse and he's no coat, nothing on, right?
Isn't it? I happen to think this is a fascinating thing. Sometimes I think things are fascinating. We have an interest, you know, doesn't it sound like that the Taisus and Sanhedrin and the Shaisa Shans have almost the same type of machlokes as our Taivis and Rabbeinu Yeshaya, right? Look at the two. Our Taivis is discussing giving the person, in a certain sense, extra life. He's supposed to die. He's supposed to be, according to the laws of the din, whatever, he should die now. But Hashem is going to give him an extra life. So the Taivis says, it's only for Rahman. It's only a chesed, right? There's a possibility, but why? Because he'll do tshuva. Hashem looks in the future, won't do tshuva. Not relevant. Hashem is just doing it in tshuva, right? Our Davis definitely says that Hashem, sometimes he's doing it at Davis, sometimes he's doing it at Ra. Right? Now, we have the same thing here in Sanhedrin. In Sanhedrin, in our Gemara, the Ra is because you're going to do extra Avairus. In Sanhedrin, the Ra is a little different. The Ra is that you want to get use up your punishment in Olam Hazeh because it's better to use up your punishment in Olam Hazeh than Olam Haba. So you're supposed to get a punishment. You're supposed to get die with Mises, not just now. When you die a natural death, there's no using up any punishment. So you have a punishment, your chayiv misa, your chayiv da'ud misas. It would be better for you, pashas, to get the da'ud misas in Olam Hazeh than in Olam Haba, because you use up the punishment, right? So it's a little different, the case. Our type is it's better for you because since you're not doing tshuva, the more you live, the more averis you do. And in Sanhedrin, or in the Tanksuvas, it's better for you because you want to get use up your, you don't want to die a natural death. You want to die arba misa so that you got finished that punishment. So it comes along the Taivish Ra, and Hashem goes ahead and he doesn't give you the Dao and Mises. So Taivish Shan said that it says it's because the Fish HaKosh Baruch Hu Rachman, which is almost the same exact thing as the Taivish as Rabbeinu Yishaya. And we have the same Kasha. What's the Rachmanis? Where's the Rachmanis? The guy's worse off now because he didn't do tshuva. Smash Bray didn't do tshuva. Sometimes he does tshuva. One case is without tshuva. And now he's going to get Binanam Abba and he's going to have this IOU on his head. So he says, the Fisha goes Baruch Rachman. So it's very similar to the Rabbeinu Yishaya that Hashem won't give you a punishment now because he's doing his Rachmanis. Even though in the long run it's bad for you. And the typhus in Sanhedrin is Seifakert, because Hashem did the svara that Hashem hates Rishayim. So Hashem wants to get you. So that's how he's getting you, by not going ahead and by not giving you your punishment. So you can keep the punishment for Adam Abba, right? So it sounds like the same type of machlokes. It does seem to me that way. So the shaila is okay. What do you people say? Is that right that it's the same machlokes?
Well, in Sanhedrin, it's more of a real schus though. It's just getting down like the meat, like, or maybe not.
Okay,
schus
is
there,
making
it really
worse as
how it gets. Taivis Shan says that it's a schus. Rachman. Why is this Rachmanis? It's not helping the guy. It's bad for the guy.
Well, it makes him
can
less
we ask
it's it bad for the guy.
The four of the Tosos in Sanhedrin is more schwer than the Tosos in Shan, because why is it that the schus that Tolalo making things worse for him? He's now going to get punished in Olam Haba as opposed to getting punished immediately with death. And he would have.
Hashem wants to use up his chusim. He has his chus.
But he didn't only have worse because he has his chus. If he didn't have the chus, he would be better off.
That could. Why can't chusim mess you up a little bit once in a while?
I mean, Pashup Shot is that his chus doesn't make you worse off. So if he has
his. Doesn't Rabbi have like a famous story with somebody who got the koach to make brachos
and then made a grunt because of it?
The Gemara,
Hashem wants to use up your schusim.
But I'm ending up worse that I'm going to get punished on Olam Haba. How did I use up my schus? I end up worse because
this lama is the typical mashal schar lavido is you're getting schar, you're gaining, but of the two types of gaining, Hashem right. Gives you also in this world. But Shamir is saying here. Here, the guy would have been better off without the
Mila,
in a sense.
Okay.
Well, so, the Mila, even so if he had the Mila, it looked longer. Still got an Abba Mises.
We got to answer all the questions. I hear. Good question.
He's either way, he's dying this second. He's not saying he's any prolonging it.
Yes, he is.
Maybe
now one of the... He's delaying his death.
No, because he's talking about he get either up. This Meshumah died on the bed. That was his kasha, right?
He died in his bed. Means he was supposed to die a week ago with Arba Mises Besdin. Instead, Hashem delayed his army, says, and then let him die a natural death when he was supposed to, when he's on Mayor Vestrin, when he's dying.
It just means the method.
No, I don't think it means the method. It means the time. He's supposed to die on Mayav Esrim. His body's going to count God after Mayav Esrim. That's how he does so. He's supposed to die early because he did this of the Arban in his prison. Hashem goes ahead and he's Mayachal Gamre, all that you are this Tayyidah. They will meet a man of the Chayyidah, Shakosh Baruch Rachman.
It says early and late here. I'm sorry.
I think so. That's how I read it. I know.
What were you saying?
What's Pashup Shan? See, what were you saying, Pashup Shan, Tavis and Sanhedrin, in the Tavis and Rajbas? How is this Rachmanis?
Hashem Shad's the meat of Hashem that Lamaisa, right now, you have a schus for Kadosh Baruch Hu to punish you. That's mina nimna from the mitzvah, the meanest of Hashem.
In other words, what it sounds like is Kadosh Baruch Hu put certain systems in the world. And he put a system of Rachmanis. Right this second, at this second, Bashir Husham, at this second, it's Rachmanis. So it's Hashem is using the system of Rachmanis. I don't know what that looks like. It's a system of Rachmanis that's in the world. I is going to mess you up in the future. But right now, it's Rachmanis.
It's right.
Why do you even say right now it's Rachmanis? Why can't you just say it's Rachmanis to give Rasham opportunity to do tshuva in general?
That's not what Taibis seems to say. Taibis is talking about. Taibis seems to say that with the guy died, the guy already died, the guy is dead. So the total picture, it wasn't Rachmanis.
Yeah, you have a similar thing by Acher. Remember, he had the Schus Torah, so he couldn't go to Gehenim. That was really bad for him. But the Schus Torah can't go to Gehenim. Similar?
Where does it say by Acher that what?
Remember, he couldn't go to Gehenim because he had Torah. He couldn't go to Olam Haba because he had all his Averis. So then finally, someone, they were Mispalo, he should go to Gehenim.
The mayor Davin by
Acher, it would be good for him.
Smoke started coming out after his tefillah. Smoke started coming out of his grave for a few hundred years until Yochanan Davin the Ganam had a Gehenim.
So, okay. In other words, it sounds like some kind of thing that means the Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yeshaya and the Tosfos Rashba, that there's such a thing that sometimes Hashem does a chesed even though it's bad for you. Because using the Midah of Rachmanis. Hashem does, right? The Rabbeinu Yeshaya says, like, Kosh Baruch Hu Mechave. It's a funny guy that comes to the Taiva. In other words,
Rabbi once said a story about a guy who did a mitzvah, and his schus was that he's had the koch to give brachos, and Shemayim said he's going to give bad brachos, so what they did, made him into a drunk. So
okay, but that was because they wanted to mess up the whole world.
Right, but Lamais, you see,
we have a thing, it says by Esav, that because Esav did such a big mitzvah of keeping of aim, so he was given a special kayak that he could destroy the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, so the schus that he was, he wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So he was given this because, okay, but that's maybe a little different. That's because that's what he wanted. I don't know. But let's take one at a time. It sounds like from Rabbeinu Yeshaya that even though in the totality it's bad for you, but this is Hashem's using his, like it's a midah of Rachmanis. Hashem uses a midah of Rachmanis. It's bad for you, it's midah of Rachmanis, but it's. Hashem, that's how Hashem runs the world. Hashem runs the world with Midas and Rachmanis, even if it's bad for you.
We say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes a person, he takes into account everybody who's going to be affected by it. Yeah, so here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, I have a system. Yeah, sorry, if it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechavein et taiva. Now that Hashem created a system that I'm mechavein et taiva. I, for you, it doesn't work. Yeah, that's a system.
Isn't a little bit better in the sense that it's like it's mina nimna for a kadosh baruch hu not nehina for to not be marich and afford to not it's because again as far as the person himself when a kadosh baruch hu is made to be hit to him in that way he's a person himself is understands he a kadosh baruch hu is being made to him and giving him that opportunity he might not take it but as so close up the person is receiving such a hatava. So that it's been a nina for a kadosh baruch hu not to be made to a person in such a way, even though ultimately it comes out for his bad.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe that's a hazard, but it sounds like the Rabbeinu Yeshaya is saying such a kind of thing, but that Hashem will do a midah taiva. There's a Shem puts a system of taiva in the world, and he's having a taiva, and then it's like a system. Put it in the world. I look in the future, and this is not going to work for you. And Hashem, he runs the world out be certain drachim. Hashem wants the world to run on a system of chesed. So he put this system into the world that there'll be a, in other words, what we're saying is that it's not like it's a judge on every case independently on each person. It's like Hashem put this in the Teva of the world. The Teva of the world is that you don't get punished right away. That's the Teva. That's the way the rule is. Hashem made the rule.
We can't say that it's a Teva because there are people who are punished right away. With the mice over there with the Shimon Mishatah, the person was punished right away.
No, but in our Gemara is saying that Hashem is Marech Af.
But not always. We say that it's always
well,
that.
Maybe the Teva, maybe it's yeah, saying they can override the Teva. But Hashem made a Teva in the world that is Marech Af. This is the Teva. Hashem creates, in other words, what we're saying, it's not the Pshat is Hashem in each case says, you know what, it'd be good for you to be Marech Af, I'm going to do you a chesed. No, that may be because maybe you don't deserve a chesed. So what Hashem did is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Toivah Mechavein, so Hashem put in the laws of the world that he's Ma'arechav. I would like to say it. That Hashem's about Chesed. Hashem now knows that there's going to be people, Rishayim, that are going to want to do tshuva. And according to the laws are supposed to be, they're supposed to get punished right away, and they won't be able to do tshuva. So because Hashem is about chesed, he makes a system that he's marachaf. That's it. Now, you don't have to deserve to be marachaf. You don't even have to ask for it. It's automatic. If it's automatic, it's going to mess up some people. Okay, I'm not focusing on that. Hashem knows that. It's worth it for him. But the reason why he did it is because he wanted to have a system that would be the taiva. Shem created a system that's going to work with Taiva for many people, and that's what he was wanted. So he made the system. You know, and that would fit into Taivas maybe in
the Rebbe, why is Rebbe not just saying it is a Hatava to the Russia Bashu Sham? The Russia experience Sof Kol Sof at the Visan Olam Haba.
No, because I'm
the Russia Sof Kol Sof experience.
If Hashem is judging him as an individual, then Hashem should look in the future and see that for him as an individual, no thank you is going to mess me up. But we're saying that it's not that Hashem is judging him as an individual. Hashem is sitting in 5,000 years before the world is created, and he's creating the systems of how the world's going to be run. And he's worried that what if a person doesn't have chusim? And if I have to go ahead and each person and judge them, do I want to give you a chesed? Or maybe this person, in order to get a chesed, you have to deserve a chesed. So this guy, what's going to happen? You're going to have a Russia, and he's going to want to have need time to do tshuva. and he doesn't deserve the chesed of Imarechav. So what Hashem did when he created the world, he created a system that the did always comes 10 years later. That's a system. Why did Hashem create such a system? Because it's good for certain people, and Hashem's about chesed, and he wanted to help those people. I is going to hurt other people. Okay, so what? We can't help that.
But Hashem was doing. He made the system. Kadosh Baruch Hu could help that. It doesn't sound. It doesn't. I mean,
he can't help that because if Charles ain't there, you're going to judge on each person independently.
He could be noach bashkacha pratis.
Because if you're going to be noach bashkacha pratis, then you have to deserve this chesed. If the din would be that you're supposed to get your punishment, it's a teva. You do an aveira, there should be a chain reaction. The teva is supposed to be you're supposed to get your punishment right away. Now you want Hashem to do you a favor and delay it. You don't deserve that chesed. So the Hashem in a sense will be a chisar in MS. Hashem can't go ahead and do this chesed for this Rasha, even if he looks in the future and knows he's gonna do tshuva. So chisar in MS, this Rasha doesn't deserve it. So what Hashem did is Hashem made that this is a teva ha'oram, it's not a chesed. It's not a chesed. It's not, I'm not doing you a favor. I'm not changing the laws of nature. This is the law of nature. The law of nature is that you don't get punished till 2 weeks after you do the aveira. So when I delay your punishment for 2 weeks, that's the law of nature. That's not a chesed. So now why did Hashem make that's the law of nature that you don't get punished for 2 weeks? Because Hashem's about chesed. But what he did is, he put it into the law of nature. So he had to put it into the law of nature of everybody. That's what I think Rabbeinu Yishai is saying. Hashem put into the law of nature for everybody that this is because Hashem wanted it for some of the people. It's different than Taisus. According to Taisus, ain't achinami. Taisus is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done, Hashkacha Pratis on each person. And each person, he has a cheshbon why he delays it. For the guy who's going to do tshuva, he says, I want to delay your punishment, because I want to help you. For the guy who's not doing tshuva, Hashem says, I want to delay your punishment because I want to hurt you. That's type. The type is like a hashkacha process on each individual. The Rabbeinu Yeshaya is that Hashem created a teva of the world. The teva of the world is because Hashem is about rachman. He made a hashkacha pratis, a hashkacha klatis in the whole world that this is a teva. For some people, it's going to mess them up. Okay, but Hashem was about rachmim, and he felt that it's better for the world if there's such a system.
Was that
going
back to the
ksuvis, it's the same thing. According to the Rabbein Taisa Shans, I'm not sure in Taisa Shans, if you can say this. Hashem made a system
that doesn't work in the Rabbeinu
Yishaya. He made a system as Chus Taira. As Chus Taira is going to show the Rachman. Sometimes Chus Taira is bad for you.
How does it? The Fisha Rachman who doesn't address that. His punchline, the Fisha Rachman who. And there's a whole song and dance behind the Fisha Rachman of Quindra.
Okay, so put a whole song and dance.
I know, but I'm saying that's learned pshat.
Okay. You know, that's what I would have to say. Hashkesh Baruch Rachman, and therefore sometimes it's good for you to have schus taida because you might do tshuva. There are cases that you'll do tshuva. So even though this guy didn't do tshuva, right? We're talking about the taibis and shans. We're talking about even when the guy doesn't do tshuva, but Hashem made a system. That's chus taida. That would answer a little bit your question too, Shamir. That you asked the question that it comes out that the chus taida.
Why does he need a chus?
Okay, I don't know. Okay, anyway, that's what I would say. In other words, that Hashem is making a system. You don't need to walk in and use your schus to go ahead and get this. According to the man of Yeshaya, this is the system Hashem made in the world, and by there, and that was a toiva. I sometimes the system's not good for me. Okay, what can we do? Hashem wanted to make a system that's good for most people.
Why does he say zchus toiva by Seisa Sans? I don't understand.
Because Hashem, we would say the same thing. Hashem made a system that's zchus toiva.
But we just say it's marachav anyways.
No. I don't know. The different things. I don't know. I'm not asking a stira from Marach Av to Harry. We're not. This is past Marach Av. Okay.
I'm saying there's a system to wait. There's a system to be
okay,
anyway.
But now the system is over. The Marach Av was 2 weeks. So the 2 weeks is up. But now this guy died in his deathbed. Why did he die in his deathbed? So for that, you need another system of Zchus Toiva. Hashem had to create another system, which is, that system's not always good for me. But Hashem did it is about Rachmanin. So he makes these systems, which are sometimes good for you. And Hashem is about Rachman, makes a system that's sometimes good for you.
So this is vital to do tshuva. I'm saying this is also to do tshuva.
Right, that's what I would assume. All right, I'm not sure, but I think it's interesting that it does seem like a parallelism. Okay, what, Rafi, what do you want to say something?
No, I was just going to say, I don't remember who, but somebody in Shir started to say Kain this Monday night, the system.
Yeah, okay, I'll give the person credit. Whoever named this, I know people always do this. They say the chat. And then I steal it, and then they say, ha, what a god.
Oh, it's even better. Like Rafi, they come along and say someone else said it, but I don't know who it was.
Okay, listen, it's very possible, but maybe that's it. Anyway, I happen to think this is a nice little sugya, considering we only spent like 3 days on it. First of all, it's interesting that there's the two or three-way machlekes. And it's very interesting that the two machlekesim seem to jibe a little bit. And the svara, again, I'm not sure, but this may be the hesber, that if Hashem wouldn't make a system, then you need a schus. You would need your own chesed to bring about that Hashem should be ma'arech av. What if the guy doesn't deserve to be ma'arech av? So Hashem made a system in the world that everybody's ma'arech av. Now, why did Hashem make that system? Because it's going to help certain people.
Was that the back and forth between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Gemara and the Gemara? Was that mamish the Nidain?
Maybe. Hashem made a system of Marakas. Moshe says, "Why do you want to give Hashem a system of Marakas?" And Hashem say, "You'll see." Yeah.
Why did Hashem go the other way? Moshe
of Rachmanis in the world?
No, because Moshe saw that the Marachav Edens are not going to do tshuva. And Hashem says, you see that you want that there should be such a system, a Marachav, because they'll help people.
Since when does Hashem only do things difficult? Doesn't it seem like by Mamazir Hashem? So, like, well, but the Tav is, you have to let it run its course. Otherwise, Mamazir. Why is Moshe specifically bothered by that? I mean, this isn't like the notion of being like a certain, like we say about Mamzerim, the Gemara says that Hashem Batsam would say, like, you never let them have a kid, except that you have to have Tava, right?
Okay, I don't know. Listen, we're not learning Sanhedrin.
Machlokus would be that Artosis doesn't hold of the system approach here.
Artosis holds that Hashem should judge each case, each person. Like, it's not Mistavra. Hashem's going to make a system which is going to, for certain people, is going to mess up.
Therefore, it must be that Hashem's Mechav and
Leroy. Like, it's like, you know, it's more Mistavra. Hashem is each person does what's best for each person. Now, we're saying in Titus, in the Shita, Hashem creates a system which is good for most people, even though it's going to mess up certain people. So I know that could be highly debatable. You know, the teachers, we do that. But would Hashem do that? Hashem makes a system because he wants to help some people, and then he's going to mess up some other people. So the archetypist holds that no, Hashem doesn't do that. The shot is that Hashem gets exactly what he wants by every person, because he wants the tzaddik, he wants him to get, you know, to get the ma'arech af because it's good for him, and the rush, he wants him to get the ma'arech af because it's bad for him. Right? So that sounds like a nice machlokes.
It seems to be
like a very nice machlokes.
It's a little bit like the machlokes the Rashi ben Chaim Shmulevitz with Oynish for ben Adam Lachavero. The Chaim Shmulevitz held it's like a fire, and the Rashiva held it has to be tali on each.
Yeah, now the Rashiva held you can't have, but I don't know, maybe. In other words, yeah, in other words, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said Hashem made a system in the world, right? You know, everyone knows that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said that if you hurt someone, even if you're doing it as a mitzvah, you got to get punished. Rashiva said it's not in the Stavra. Why would you get punished? You're doing a mitzvah. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz saying Hashem made such a tav in the world. Yeah, so it is a little similar, right? In other words, obviously Hashem has a cheshbon why he made such a teva, according to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. But once he makes such a teva, he makes such a teva. I is going to hurt some people. Okay, what can you do? There's a cheshbon to make such a teva in the world. Rashiva did not like that. Okay.
The Rebbe's Mahalach is siding with the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, no?
No. We're saying it's a machlekes rishayim. I don't know what we're asking.
None of them have to go as far as Reb Chaim Shmulevitz.
Obviously, machlokes
is putting into the machlokes.
It sounds like we're not talking. Pashup shot. There's two levels. And when we say toiv and ra, we say baruch dain emetz on the ra, quote unquote, and we say baruch atzav emetz on the toiv. We say that's really only like a veil because we can't see things. Really, everything is good, but we seem to be ignoring that whole discussion.
Because we're not. I don't know. Art. It gets very confusing. Art. There is this thing. Art toiv seems to say that there's such a thing, Hashem warns the Rasha, it's not good for the Rasha, it's bad for the Rasha. When Taiva says that it's bad for the Rasha, you should do more Averis, you can, no way you can say that's Tov for the Rasha. I'm sorry, that's...
Tov because he has free choice.
But it's not Tov for the Rasha, you're going to get to do more Averis, and you're going to get more Gehenim, and if Hashem knows the future, that he's going to do more Averis, that's not a Tov.
So if the Rasha, one second, if the Rasha at age 20, we know he's never going to do tshuva, Hashem should just strike him down right then on the spot.
That, in a sense, yes, that would be the best thing for him. But especially here,
doesn't that take away the Pesur Chashis, though?
Where that really, that Hashem, he's supposed to die. He's supposed to die. Hashem said, I mean, Marachaf. You know, why are you Marachaf? So he should live longer. What have you gained by living longer? You can do more Averis and get more Gehenim. So that's, thank you very much. So Taisa, our Taisa says, he's doing that because he hates the Rasha and he wants, yeah, so he'll get more Gehenim. That's what our Taivis is saying. So it's not what you're saying. Our Taivis is saying that there's certain people, Hashem wants to get them more Gehenim. And
okay. Isn't the whole davening we say like by Ne'ila, before Ne'ila, and that extra section in the end of Ne'ila, it goes into the whole detail. Hashem doesn't want the death of the Rasha, the Shuvah, the Choya, and the whole thing.
He would prefer that he does Tshuva, but if he doesn't do Tshuva, he might be happy.
That's part of the Bechira Chavshis.
Okay, I don't know. That's still relevant. But it's still, it means if the Maisa, if he doesn't do tshuva, Hashem is happy that he's getting a bigger punishment according to our Taisis. Okay.
So then it's good either way. If he does tshuva, great. And if he doesn't, then he gets his punishment.
Yeah, but it's our time. It says more than that. Hashem, if it doesn't, Hashem does something to cause him to get more punishment.
I mean, I think, does Rebbe agree? I mean, I think Rebbe agrees with Beyond Pesach that it does, it's a little bit, it sounds funny. It doesn't sound consistent with what we usually say about
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, there's that whole pasuk in the Torah that Hashem gives a Rasha his char and onam haba, onam haza, because Hashem hates him and he shouldn't get char and onam haza, is also not so consistent with what we always say. Okay. Now, the truth is not everyone learns the pasuk that way. I'm pretty sure the Ramban says it's not shining in the pasuk. It's a machlekes rishayim. But the way, the simple reading, the way Rashi learned that pasuk is not, I remember that I was learning someone talking about Rav Katzkel did not learn the pasuk that way. He learned it like the Ramban. He said,